The Heart of Happy Hollow, a collection of stories by Paul Laurence Dunbar. The Race Question. Scene. Racetrack. Enter old colored man, seating himself.
Oof. Oof. To work at the devil, sure do prosper. How do, sir? Des tolerable, thank you, sir. How come you on? Oh, I was des a-saying how the work of the old boy do prosper. Doesn't I frequent the racetrack? Oh, no, sir, no, sir. I's Baptist myself, and I allow it's all devil's doing. Wouldn't be in here today, but I got a boy named Jim that's long gone in sin, and he go on ride one of them horses. Oof, that boy. I certainly has talked to him and labored with him night and day, but it was always in vain, and I's feared that the day of this reckoning is at hand. Ain't I never been entrusted in racing? You don't suppose I've been dead all my life, does you? Oh, what you laughing at? Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, you understand what I means. You don't give old man time to explain itself. What I means is that there has been days when I walked in the councils of the ungodly and sat in the seats of sinners, and long about them times I did take most overly strong to rest in. How long that been? Oh, that's way long back, afore I got religion. More'n 30 years ago, though I got to own I has fell from grace several times since. Yes, sir, I used to ride. Yeah, I never forget the day that my old Mas Jack put me on June Boy, his black gelding, and he say to me, "Si," says he, "if you don't ride the tail off in Colonel Scott's mare, no quit. I's gwine to lap you twill you can't sit in the saddle no more." Yeah. Oh, my old master, he was a mighty handful, a joke. I knowed he wasn't gwine to do nothing to me. Did I win? Why, what you specs I'd doin' here if and I hadn't win? Why, if I had a let that Scott beat my June Boy, I'd a drowned myself in Bullskin Creek. Yeah, yes, sir, I win. Why? Oh, at the finish, I come down that track like it was the judgment day, and I was the last one up. If I didn't race that mare's tail clean off, I allow I made it do a lot of switching. And after that, my wife Mandy, she married me. Oh, I ain't been much on holding the reins since. Shh, they're coming in to warm up. That Jim, that my boy, you nasty, putrid little rascal. There's 108, sir, there's 108. Yes, sir, that's my Jim. I don't know where he gets his development at. Oh, what's the matter with that boy? Why'n't he hunch himself up in the saddle right? Jim, why'n't you liver up, boy? Hunch yourself up on that horse like you belong to him and know you was there. What I done showed you? The black rascal going out there trying to disgrace his own daddy. Here he come back. That's better, you scoundrel. That's a right smart-looking horse he's riding. Oh, but I ain't a-trusting that bay with the white feet. That is, not altogether. She's a favorite, too, but there's something else in this world besides of playing favorites. Jim Better had won this race. His horse ain't a 5-to-1 short, but I expects to go away from here with the money enough to make a donation on the parsonage. Does I bet? Well, I don't just call it betting, but I risks a little when I thinks I can help the cause. 'Tain't gambling, of course. I wouldn't gamble for nothing, though my old master did used to say that a honest gambler was as good as a honest preacher, and most night as case. Look out. Look out there. Man, days off. That nasty bay mare with the white feet leading right from the post. I knowed it. I had my eye on her all the time. Oh, Jim, why didn't you get in better way back the fourth? Oh, there go the gong. I knowed that wasn't no start. Troop back there, you rascals. I wish that boy wouldn't do so much jumping around with that horse. First thing, you know, he ain't gwine to know where he's at. There to go again. It's a shortened distance time. Better, Jim, better. They didn't leave you this time. Hug that bay mare. Hug her close, boy. Don't press that horse yet. He holding back a lot of things. Oh, he's a-gainin'. Doggone my cats. He's a-gainin'. And that horse of his, Guandez, he's steady as a rocking chair. Jim Hollis was a good boy. Oh, confound these specks. I can't see him scarcely. You say they's neck and neck. Oh, now I see him. Now I see him. And Jimmy, he's a-riding like... Oh, I like to said something. The bay mare's done her best. She's done her best. They's turned into the stretch and still seesawing. Let him out, Jimmy. Let him out. That boy done throwed the reins away. Come on, Jimmy, come on. He's leaning by nose. Come on. I tell you, you black rapscallion, come on. Give him hell, Jimmy. Give him hell. Under the wire and a length ahead. Doggone, my cats. Wake me up when that other horse comes in. No, sir. I ain't going to stay no longer. I don't approve of racing. I was going round and see this here bookmaker, and then I was going directly home, sir, directly home. I was Baptist myself, and I don't approve of no such doings.
The End of The Race Question, a short story by Paul Lawrence Dunbar, read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.